Hello, my friends, and welcome to 2021. My name is Bernhard Karas, and you are listening to Be Your Own Manager, the career podcast for classical musicians, and probably I will change at least a tagline to the entrepreneurship podcast for classical musicians, because one of the things I think I learned from 2020 was that entrepreneurship is actually the way to go for musicians. But before we get into 2021, I'll just have a tiny little advertisement for ourselves here. As you know, I'm doing, or actually we are doing, the Be Your Own Manager courses. You find all the details on beyourownmanager.com. And we will start a base course, which is a 13 weeks course with 12 lectures, and with study group work and homework and feedback and to set you off in your career at the end of the month, at the end of January. So check it out and be sure actually that you sign up for it. There are a couple of places left, not that many. And if you know somebody who could actually benefit from that, send them there. And just a little note to that because of COVID-19, these courses are still run on a pay-as-you-can scheme. I hope that helps you a tiny little bit. Well, today I would like to speak a bit about the new year. I do hope that you had some rest and some reflection about 2020. 2020 was not an easy year, especially not for musicians. Suddenly, everything we knew broke down. No more live concerts or only a few. Going to rehearsals was sometimes okay, sometimes it wasn't. Traveling was a nightmare. So, a lot of things have changed. But one thing which, at least for me, became clearer and clearer, and what I hear from so many of my friends is, they all want to go to live music. They want to see you guys out there on the stages performing. They want to come back to concerts. The audiences are really hungry for great live music. So although 2020 was a difficult year, the baseline that people have not only an interest but a need for classical music is absolutely there. So there's nothing to worry about that. What is to worry about is how the industry looks like, how the business side looks like, and all that. And yes, I will be honest. I don't think that 2021 will be a very easy year. We will see a lot of transition. We will see the vaccine coming. We will see the impact of that. We might see new strains of the virus. We will see a lot of political turmoil. So it will not be an easy year. I'm sorry to say so. On the other hand, it will be a year where you can actually manifest what you have started in 2020. And it will be a year to really prepare for your next steps. So I would like to encourage you to do that. Now, what I would actually ask you to do concretely is to take an hour, take a notebook, yes, an old paper notebook, and if you don't have one, go and buy one. It's always a good idea. Take out a pen or a pencil, something you like to write and draw with. And the first thing you do is reflect on 2020. What are the positive learnings you took away from 2020? What are the positive learnings you took away from 2020? Take some time, reflect on it, write it down. Now, the next question I have for you is, how can you apply the positive learnings for 2021? How can you apply the positive learnings from last year to the new year? And lastly, what is your concrete next step? What is your concrete next step? What helps is actually to have that notebook handy on your desk or on your nightstand, on your table or so, that you actually can look into it, write new notes into it, be prepared to work on it. And however you write the answers is actually up to you. It doesn't need to be sentences and paragraphs. It can be drawings, it can be pictures, it can be anything which you can relate to. Now, with that in mind, there's one point I always stress, especially when going through difficult times like we do also in 2021, it is good to have buddies around. So what I highly suggest to you is to reach out to, you know, 3, 4, 5 friends, not more, colleagues, and say, hey, can we actually get together and work together through this year, or at least until June? What you do is you exchange what your goals are for the next couple of months, how you're doing with them, how your progress is, where you need help, to see where others are struggling and how you can help them. These groups are extremely powerful. In the BOM community, we have them implemented as study groups, and many of them continue long after the base course, and we actually also offer them as group coaching. And if you want, you're very welcome to join one of the groups or ask me for a group you could join. These groups are powerful. So go out there and look for such a group and set it up, meet regularly. I would actually suggest every week, but at least every second week, on the same day and time for no longer than 90 minutes. Get yourself a bit of a structure of, you know, a little check-in of to see how everybody is, and then focus on 1, 2, or max 3 things you want to focus on that meeting. Then have a wrap-up and meet the next time again. It's also good if you have a WhatsApp group or so that you can cheer each other up, that you can say, hey, you know, I had a great success today, or I'm down a bit and I could need some support. These groups are also very, very helpful. So my suggestion today to start the new year is really simple. Get yourself a notebook, answer the questions I have asked you beforehand, write the answers down in any way you like, draw them, put photos there, write them, but manifest them so that they are out there. Have that notebook ready to look at regularly. And secondly, get yourself a group of friends you will work through for the next 6 months to support each other and be there for each other. And with that, I'm sure that you're off to a great start to 2021. And I do wish you all the very best. And I can't wait for live music to start again. I really need it. So I'm really looking forward to having you back on stage. And if there are any comments or questions you have, do reach out to me. You find the contact form simply on beyourownmanager.com. You also find quite a lot of other worthwhile information there. I would love to see you. I would love to hear from you. And if you like that podcast, please do share it with your colleagues. Thanks so much and have a brilliant new year. Yours, Bernhard Karas.